Okay, today I'm going to read this book to you. Calvin and Hobbes Okay, so here goes. There's some time I want you to look at this colored spot on the rug. It seems to be getting bigger all the time. May I leave the table like right now? I want that truck, Twinkie. It's mine, Mo. I brought it from home. I said, give me the truck. Mo, you can't just take things from people because you're bigger. I'm not taking it. You're giving it to me because we'll both be so much happier that way. How touching. Mo, give me my truck back. It's not yours. It is now. You gave it to me. I didn't have much choice, did I? It was either give up the truck or get punched. So I only gave it to you because you're bigger and meaner than me. Yeah, so. The forensic marvel has reduced my logic to shambles. You're saying you changed your mind about getting punched? That no good, wrote him. He won't give my truck back to me. The oaf will probably break it too. Should I steal it back? I know stealing is wrong, but he stole it from me. And if I don't just keep it, and that's not fair. They say two wrongs don't make a right, but what are you supposed to do then? Just let the biggest guy make his own rules all the time? What might make right? That sounds reasonable. By golly, I am going to steal my truck back from Mo. It's mine and he has no right to have. I'll just sneak up behind the twins here, and when Mo's not looking, I'll run up, grab the truck, and take off. This playground should have one of those automatic instruments matches like they have in airports. Okay, Mo's got his back. To me. Now I'll zip over, steal my truck, back and run like crazy. He'll never know what hit him. By the time he sees the truck is gone, I'll be a mile away. It's a fail-proof plan. Nothing can go wrong. It's a snap. There's no reason to hesitate. It'll be over in a split second, and I'll sure be glad to have my truck back. I'll just do it and be done. Nothing to it. It's easy. Okay, guys. Before I leave, I'm just gonna tell you that I won't read this whole book. Just read some because it's a really long book. Okay. Okay. Time to continue. Obviously, my body doesn't believe a word my brain is saying. Who am I kidding? I'd never get away with stealing my truck back from Mo. The ugly galoot is the size of a buke. Since I can't fight him, maybe I should try talking to him. Maybe if I reasoned with him, he'd see my side. Maybe he'd realize that stealing hurts people, and maybe he'd return my truck willingly. Maybe if I'm really lucky, I won't go throw life with that nickname omelet face. Listen, Mo, that's my truck and I want it back. Yeah? Yeah, it's my favorite truck. You had no right to take it. Yeah? Yeah, so give it back now. I'll fight you for it. I'll bet my autopsy Listen, Mo, that's my truck and I want it back. Yeah? Yeah, it's my favorite truck. You had no right to take it. Yeah? Yeah, so give it back now. I'll fight you for it. I'll bet my autopsy reveals my mouth in too big. Come on, wimp. I'm not going to fight you, Mo, if you won't give me my truck back. Fine, go ahead and keep it. You're the one who has the lie with yourself. I can't make you do what's right. You can have the stupid truck. Okay, thanks. Hey, kid, if you're not gonna swing, get off and let someone else on, huh? So most stole my truck, and when I tried to get it back, Mo wanted to fight me for it. I didn't want to fight, so I walked away, and Mo kept my truck. I don't understand it, Hobbs. What makes some people so greedy and mean? Why is it that some people don't care what's wrong and right? Why don't people try to be nice to each other? The problem with people is that they're only human. Well, lucky you don't have to be one. You know, sometimes the world seems like a pretty mean place. That's why animals are so soft and huggy. Yeah. Mom. Why is it? What's the matter? Hobbs had a bad dream. You woke me up at 2 a.m. because you think your stuffed tiger had a bad dream. He dreamed he was so hungry he ate us all up. I must be having a bad dream. Don't you think you should make Hobbs a sandwich just in case? No, what, Dad? The fresh fish country in the supermarket, you can buy real wide. They have them in a bucket. They're real gross. I'll bet. Kelvin, what are you doing? Tigers are great. They're the toast of the town. Life's always better when a tiger's around. Considering I outranked you, I don't think I should have to do that. This meeting of the top secret club GROSS, get rid of slimy girls, will come to order supreme dictator for life, Kelvin, presiding all salute. Okay, the first order of Bussin's precedent in First Tiger, Hobbs will read the minutes of our last meeting. Thank you, 10:30 a.m. Read minutes of previous meeting, 10:31, debated slant of minutes, much nonsense, and commenting from that dictator for life. nonsense. 10:32, President and First Tiger offers reasonable salute, but Victor for Life takes NATO's acceptance. Reasonable solution. You told me to go jump in a lake. 10:33, blouse exchange. Doctor for Life receives ha, I beat you fair and square. These minutes are nothing but lies. Call me a liar, will you? By golly, I'll call you worse than that. Chowderhead. Moron. Fleabag. Ogre. Pant. Truce. Pant, truce. Gasp. Pant. Okay, true. Another productive meeting. What a great club. Have you seen my shoes? I thought I had them out right here. Your shoes? I don't know. They were right here. Where could they have gone? We're going to be late. Well, I can't go anywhere without my shoes. Help me look. They're not leaving us with a babysitter. Turn. Ding dong. It's Rosaline. On were the answer the door. Will you please, Calvin? Hi, Rose. My parents changed their minds about going out, so we won't be needing your services. Goodbye. Hi, Rosaline. What are you talking about, Calvin? You can't go out if Mom can't find her shoes, right? And what do you know about that? Huh? Nothing. Ha ha. Why? Are her shoes missing? I'd like to be paid in advance tonight. Phooey. Mom and Dad left now. We're here alone with the babysitter from the Black Lagoon. Hee hee. Do you think she remembers her lesson? We threatened to flush her skeins. Notice down the toilet. Ha ha ha. Our finest moment. Our finest moment. Okay, you get in bed. What? It's not even 6:30. She remembers. All right. She can't get away with this. We'll call the rescue squad.